This is news from Radio EcoShock, All Environment Radio. Lab tests in Canada found 60 toxic chemicals in the blood of average people. ENS, the Environmental News Service, reports November 15th that stain repellents, flame retardants, mercury and lead, DDT and PCBs are among the 60 contaminants detected by blood tests. A nonprofit called Environmental Defense ordered the blood tests on 11 citizens from across the country. The testing demonstrates that toxic chemicals contaminate Canadians no matter where they live in the country, how old they are, or what they do for a living, concludes the report called Toxic Nation, a report on pollution in Canadians. This mirrors similar tests done recently in Europe. No matter where you live, your blood is accumulating toxic chemicals in a completely unregulated and unprecedented worldwide chemical experiment. Consumer products from carpets to toys are loaded with carcinogens. Even the air transports chemicals from distant countries as far as the Arctic Circle. Tight chemical regulations based on the precautionary principle are required. We need natural products. Director Rick Smith, Executive Director of Environmental Defense, said, "If you can walk, talk, and breathe, you're contaminated. Canadians are exposed every day and in incredibly insidious ways to harmful toxic chemicals. We are guinea pigs in a massive uncontrolled chemical experiment, the disastrous outcome of which is measured in disease and death." End quote. For more details, go to ens-newswire.com or environmentaldefense.ca. Friends of the Earth UK announces November 14th that a federal high court in Nigeria has ordered energy companies to stop gas flaring in the Niger Delta. The press release says, in a case brought against Shell Petroleum Development Company of Nigeria, Justice C.V. Nworki ruled in Benin City that the damaging and wasteful practice of flaring by all the major companies, including ExxonMobil, Chevron Texaco, Total Fina Elf, and Agip, as well as Shell, in joint ventures with the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, cannot lawfully continue and must stop. Nigeria has been the world's biggest gas flarer, and the practice has contributed more greenhouse gas emissions than all other sources in sub-Saharan Africa combined, as well as poisoning localities with their toxic cocktail. The practice costs Nigeria about US $2.5 billion annually, while about 66% of its population live on less than $1 a day. End quote. This is a historic decision in Nigeria, where the major oil companies have been accused of widespread pollution and corruption. The court found that gas flaring violated basic human rights guaranteed in the country's constitution. Details at www.foe.co.uk. On November 16th, ENS Environmental Wire Service reports that grizzly bears will not be protected by the Endangered Species Act. Although grizzly bears are almost extinct in the lower 48 states, Interior Secretary Gail Norton, a Bush Republican appointee, announced the U.S. Fish and Wildlife is planning to remove the Yellowstone grizzlies from protection. ENS writes, "Once, at least 50,000 grizzly bears, Ursus arctos horribilis, roamed the West, but they were driven nearly to extinction 30 years ago, and, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, just 136 individuals were still alive when the species was listed in 1975. For details, go to ens-newswire.com. Alternet.org runs a handy environmental news service. They are running a November 14th Reuters story saying chemicals in California sewage have changed the sex of fish. Reuters says researchers have found male fish with eggs in their testes and female sex traits off the coast of Southern California and believe that chemicals in sewage may be the cause, an author of two studies said on Monday. The two reports found the changes in fish, such as English sole and California halibut, both of which are bottom dwellers, in water near where sewage is released, said Dan Schlenk, an environmental scientist at the University of California, Riverside, end quote. The scientists are not sure if high levels of estrogen or some other unknown chemicals have damaged the fish. It is even possible that lingering DDT, banned since 1972, is still impacting water species. Dr. Schlenk says the sewage outfall for Los Angeles County, quote, has probably one of the most contaminated DDT sites in North America, and these responses are fairly consistent with that kind of exposure, end quote. Well, more chemical soup. For the full story, go to www.reuters.com. Again, ENS reports from Rome, November 15, 2005. Quote, "The most comprehensive assessment of the world's forests and forestry to date finds that every year about 13 million hectares, 32 million acres, are lost due to deforestation. The latest report of the UN agency, responsible for monitoring forest lands, finds that at the same time, the rate of net forest loss is slowing down due to new planting and natural expansion of existing forests. The UN Food and Agricultural Organization, the FAO, said Monday that forests now cover nearly 4 billion hectares, or 30% of the world's land area. But 10 countries, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, the Democratic Republic of Congo, India, Indonesia, Peru, Russia, and the United States, account for two-thirds of all forest areas.
The Global Forest Resources Assessment 2005 will support decision-making for policies and programs, outlook studies in forestry and in sustainable development at all levels, local, national, and international. It also tells us that deforestation continues at an alarmingly high rate, but that the net loss is slowing down. Forests are increasingly being conserved and managed for multiple uses and values, and play a crucial role in climate change and in the conservation of biodiversity, soil, and water resources. Where the largest deforestation is happening, yes, Brazil is the country with the largest deforestation right now, and it's reporting an increase when you compare the last 5 years to the 1990s. Indonesia is second on the list. Together they account for about 5 million hectares net loss of forests. But information is not enough. To effectively tackle the issue of high rate of forest loss in tropical countries, political will and adequate resources are needed to address the underlying causes of deforestation, which include poverty, lack of accountability, and governance problems.
84% of the world's forests are publicly owned, but private ownership is on the rise, and more than 300 million hectares of forests are designated for soil and water conservation. These are some of the key findings of the Global Forest Resources Assessment 2005, covering forested lands, their uses and value in 229 countries and territories between 1990 and 2005. The FAO has been coordinating global forest assessments every 5 years since 1946. The annual net loss of forest area between 2000 and 2005 was 7.3 million hectares per year, an area about the size of Sierra Leone or Panama. South America suffered the largest net loss of forests between 2000 and 2005, around 4.3 million hectares every year, followed by Africa, which lost 4 million hectares annually, according to the FAO, end quote. Asia and Europe have gained some forest cover. You can find the November 14th FAO press release at www.fao.org/newsroom. Finally, Greenpeace International reports that an activist has been severely beaten in a protest against the construction of more coal-fired power plants in the Philippines. German volunteer Jens Lowe, 36, was taken to hospital after being beaten with a metal pipe by plant security guards. The violence against peaceful protesters came as Greenpeace warned that more coal burning leads to serious climate change. Greenpeace Southeast Asia energy campaigner Red Constantino said, "We're outraged that the Philippine plant personnel prefers to protect the interests of a power plant that brings more harm than good to people. Coal is the culprit here, not peaceful protest," end quote. Greenpeace activists were at the plant to draw attention to Australian and Japanese backing of the expansion of climate-changing coal dependency in Asia. Burning coal is one of the primary causes of global warming. Australia and Japan are underwriting global warming at a time when the Philippines and Asia are facing the likelihood of devastating social and economic instability from climate change, precisely when the country and the rest of Asia are least able to deal with its impacts. Here is a clip of a phone call between Australian activist Shannon and Derek Ou on board the Rainbow Warrior.
Shannon, you there?
Yes, I'm there.
So can you give me an update so far?
Yes, so we entered the premises and proceeded to get into place on the structure to hang our banner when all of a sudden some of the security personnel inside and employees started getting rough with some of us. They had their guns drawn and at the ready. A shot was fired. Guns were pointed at us, directly at us, and we were told to comply or else. One of one of the climbers on the team was taking into a corner and giving it a beating.
For the full story and video, go to www.greenpeace.org. This has been news from Radio EcoShock at www.ecoshock.org. All environment radio, all the time. Tune in.